Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Shooting irons, and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingle. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Ride to Crossbone Valley.
Pops are sweeter. The taste is new. They're shot with sugar through and through.
Yes, Wrangler's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure are good tasting. They make the swellest, sweetest bowl full of breakfast you ever had.
They're mighty good for snacks, too, when you get hungry between meals. And every cowpoke knows why Sugar Corn Pops taste so extra special good. They're shot with sugar.
Yep, shot with sugar through and through. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops for you real soon. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles rode many a danger trail in their work of upholding a law in the Old West. But one of the most dangerous trips they ever made was the time they saddled Buckshot and Joker and started out on the ride to Crossbone Valley.
Joker, stop holding your breath. I can't buckle the cinch.
Poke him in the ribs, Jingle.
Uh-huh. Joker and I have an understanding, Bill. I don't poke him in the ribs, and he don't poke me in the ribs. Works out just fine. Except sometimes Joker forgets.
Well, you've got to get that saddle cinched on somehow. We've got a long trail to ride to Crossbone Valley.
There, I got you. I knew you couldn't hold your breath forever, Joker. What were you saying, Bill?
I said we've got to hit the trail for Crossbone Valley.
Crossbone Valley? That kind of sounds like an unhealthy place to go.
It is. They gave it that name because it's just plain poison.
Well, what's the matter with the place anyhow?
Most of the people that live there are pretty tough hombres. There's no law of any kind, and the valley is a fine hideout for all kinds of outlaws. Well, come on up and let's ride. Steady there, Buckshot.
Oh, hold still, Joker. Bill's off on another one.
Up there, boy.
Yeah, Joker. Bill, what do you mean there ain't any law in Crossbone Valley?
The folks up there don't like somebody with a star on his vest telling them what to do. Every time a sheriff gets elected, the citizens run him plumb out of the county.
Well, that just sounds like a real dandy place. I'll bet we're going to have ourselves a delightful time in Crossbone Valley. Up, Joker. We're in trouble again.
Howdy, Trigger. Got a minute?
I'm kind of busy, Ace, but since you're already in, sit down. What's on your mind?
Picked up a little information I thought you might be interested in.
That's so?
Yeah. It's about a lawman named Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok, huh? I've heard he's a pretty smart star packer. But he don't bother me none. He hangs out down around Santa Fe most of the time.
That's right. But he and that big deputy of his just left Santa Fe on a little trip.
Good. Maybe something bad will happen to him.
They're heading right up here to Crossbone Valley.
They are?
That's right. And they're after one man. That's you, Trigger Blaine.
What are you trying to give me? Where'd you hear all this?
A friend of mine is a telegraph operator in Santa Fe. He took the message from headquarters.
What message? What are you trying to say, Ace?
I'm just saying this. Hickok is on his way to get you. And that means you're in trouble. Real trouble.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something. Trigger Blaine has had lawmen on his trail before. Plenty of them. Star packers from Abilene to Tombstone. Most of them lawmen are dead or in the hospital somewhere. And I'm still roaming around doing what I want to do.
Yeah, that's right, Trigger. But you ain't never been up against Wild Bill Hickok before.
He don't scare me none. Let him come looking for me. When Hickok and that big deputy of his ride into Crossbone Valley, it's going to be the last ride they ever make.
Well, we're just about there, Jingles. Right over this little hill is Crossbone Valley.
It is.
That's right.
I got a wonderful idea. Why don't we go over that other hill? I'll bet there's a nice little stream over there and we could go fishing.
Nothing doing. We were sent out after Trigger Blaine and we're going to get him and take him back with us.
No, sure. We just walk up to this gun-happy Jasper and say, "Howdy, Mr. Blaine. The United States Marshal's office would be delighted to have you drop in sometime for afternoon tea."
That's a good idea. You know it might work.
Bill Hickok, you know it won't work. He'd start scratching leather for those two six irons of his, and we'd wind up with holes in our middle that you could drive a stagecoach through.
Whoa, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker, I'm afraid we're here.
Well, there it is. Crossbone Valley.
Bill, it's even worse than I thought it would be. Nothing but rocks and sand and cactus. Why, a hungry lizard would starve to death out to here.
Pretty rugged country, all right. Move along there, Buckshot. Come on, let's get on the trail.
Well, let's go, Joker. Well, there's a little town out in the middle of the valley. Why in the heck would anybody settle down in a dump like this?
That town's called Bulletville, Jingles.
Huh?
Used to be a lot of mining around here, but when the mines played out, it turned into a ghost town.
Hmm.
That is, until the crooks in the county started using it for a hideout.
Well, from what you've been telling me, it'd be better if the ghost still had the town.
Well off, get on, Jingles.
Dad, blame it, I never get any peace.
Behind these rocks, quick!
Woo-wee! I don't know who's doing the shooting, but he's awful good with that rifle.
He's good enough, so you better stay close to the ground.
I'll say. I wish I'd taken time to find me a bigger rock. I take it back. This rock is just big enough so that I still got both my ears.
Well, don't stick your ears out if you want to keep them.
Bill, that ain't the same bushwhacker.
I know it. This one's behind us. We're trapped.
Behind us? Bill, that ain't fair.
Come on, Panhandle, breakfast. We're having Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops this morning. Those sweet golden nuggets of corn with the... not with sugar flavor.
Well, you go ahead, Charlie. I'm not hungry.
What? Why, Panhandle, everybody knows you like Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops better than anything. You mean to say you can resist those sweet-eating, shot-with-sugar, through-and-through sugar corn pops?
Well, Charlie, to tell the truth, I got up early this morning. I've already been to the chuck wagon and had three big bowls of sugar corn pops. Man, they were delicious. Besides, I talked Cook into giving me an extra box, and I've been snacking on them.
Aha! Man, you're not only bursting with sugar corn pops, but you're just about chock-full of vitamin D, too. Now, let's see. You've had about 7 full ounces of those good-tasting sugar corn pops.
Yes, sir, Charlie. I reckon I'm about the fullest and downright contentedest cowhand in the whole darn range right now. Better hustle, Charlie. Those sugar corn pops are so doggone good, the boys may just forget to leave any for you.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles rode to desolate Crossbone Valley on the trail of the notorious outlaw Trigger Blaine, as they started down to the little town of Bulletville, they were fired on from ambush. And as they took shelter behind the rocks, another gunman opened up on them from behind.
Bill, we gotta do something about this.
We sure do.
What'd you do, Bill?
I got the one behind us, Jingles. He stuck his left arm out from behind that rock, and now he's down behind it, putting a bandage on his arm.
Good shooting. Now, if we can just fix that other dry gulcher so he'll have to put a bandage on his head, we're all set.
I got an idea, Jingles. Let's bait him a little bit.
Now, nothing doing. When we try that, I'm always the bait. I've been on the hook so often, I feel like an angleworm.
Just stick your head out where he can see it. Maybe I can get a good shot at him.
Oh, all right.
Hats cost money, but at least I can buy a new one if I get a hole in it. I can't buy a new me.
Go on. Poke your hat out.
Oh, all right. What happened?
It worked. I spotted him and scared him out of a year's growth.
How do you know?
See that little dust cloud behind those big rocks?
Yeah, what about it?
That's him, running for his horse. Oh. Well, come on. Let's go talk to that other gent with a bullet in his arm. I want to find out what this is all about.
Now, be careful, Bill. He may have a bullet in one arm, but he can still use a gun with his other hand.
You're right about that. Let's not stay too close together. And keep your eyes open.
I'm as wide awake as a hooty owl. If we find that Jasper, I'm going to be sure I see him before he sees me.
All right, you drop that gun.
Oh, there you are. Bill said drop that gun.
What did you say about seeing him first, Jingles?
Never mind, Bill. Come on, you jughead. Drop it before Bill gets mad. That's better.
Now, maybe you'd like to tell us what you and your sidekick are doing dry-gulching people on the trail.
Maybe you two lawmen would like to get back on your horses and ride back out of Crossbone Valley while you're still able to ride.
Oh, you know we're lawmen, huh?
Yeah, sure. The great Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Thank you.
We knew you was coming. You're just lucky we didn't finish off with our first shots.
Well, better shots than you have tried it.
What do you mean we knew you were coming? Who are you working for?
You mean you don't know? Trigger Blaine. Who else? He runs the town, he runs this valley, and he knows you're coming after him, Hickok. You ride down into Bulletville, and you'll have every gun in the place waiting for a shot at you.
You know something, Bill? I'm afraid he's right.
He probably is. Now, look, mister, we could take you to jail, but we're not going to do it. You get on your horse and ride back into town. Find Trigger Blaine and tell him to get his gun hands ready, because Jingles and I won't be far behind you.
What's your hurry, Ace? Calm down. You'll live longer.
Ain't neither one of us going to live very long unless you get out of that chair and do something. Hickok's on his way into town. He told me to tell you he'd be right behind me.
So? I knew that. I forget I was up on the hill with you.
Yeah, you're the one that ran out while I stopped the slug.
Let's not put it that way, Ace. Let's just say I retreated to a better place to fight. I'm ready for Hickok now. Let him come.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to welcome Wild Bill and Jingles to the town of Bulletville. Show them a little hospitality. Make them feel at home.
You're loco.
Am I? You've never seen Trigger Blaine in action. When Hickok and Jingles get to town, tell them they can find us at the Flamingo. Then watch what happens.
You've got no more sense than a bull calf. You know the whole town's waiting to fill us full of lead. You go riding right down the main street.
We've ridden two blocks already and nobody shot at us yet.
Yeah, but when it comes to getting shot, it only has to happen once. First thing you know, we're liable to wind up dead. Seriously dead.
Jingles, there's our friend from up on the hill.
Where? Oh, still got his arm in a sling, huh?
Don't let that fool you, though. He's still dangerous. Ooh, Buckshot. Easy now.
Hold it, Joker.
Howdy, Marshal Hickok. Howdy, Jingles.
Howdy yourself. Watch out for him, Bill.
Oh, don't worry, gents. Trigger said to make you welcome. To tell you he's inside the Flamingo.
That doesn't sound like Trigger to me.
Me neither. I think he's crazy as a loco calf. That's what he said. And I ain't arguing with Trigger Blaine.
Now, don't you listen to him, Bill. It sounds like a trap.
Could be at that.
We walk inside that cafe, they'll fill us so full of lead, it'll take 10 men to bury us.
That's the way I figure it, too.
Then what are we going to do?
Go inside the Flamingo and see if we've got it figured right.
Oh, that takes the cake. I don't mind being a United States Marshal's deputy and tangling with owl hoots and killers. But why do I have to draw the one marshal that ain't got no sense at all?
You want to stay out here and watch the horses, partner?
No, of course not, Bill. Come on, let's go in.
Walk over in front of that big mirror, Jingles. We can watch the whole room from there.
Who's the gent standing there?
That's the man we're after, Trigger Blaine.
Yeah, it looks like a spider standing in the middle of his web. And I feel just like the fly.
Marshal Wild Bill Hickok, I presume.
That's right, and I'm his deputy Jingle.
Ah, I'm happy to know you both. Welcome to the town of Bulletville.
You can skip the hospitality, Trigger. I've got a warrant for your arrest. So get your things together and get ready to ride back with me.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I have no plans for leaving this town. I like it right here.
You like it because you think the law can't reach you here. Well, we've caught up to you at last, and we're taking you with us.
Hold it, Jingles.
Yeah, hold it. Knock off that piano, Whitey.
But Bill, you said we were taking this Jasper in.
I'm afraid Wild Bill hadn't looked over the situation very carefully. Down there at the end of the bar are three men with six guns. Up in the balcony are four more.
I hadn't noticed.
And that man in the chair has a sawed-off shotgun. The four men at the table by the door have rifles and six guns both.
Looks like we're sort of outgunned, Jingles.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it seems kind of stuffy here. Crowded, I guess.
You like to have the odds in your favor, don't you, Trigger?
Yes, I do. I like to win when I play. And it's easy to win if you make sure you have all the cards in your hand.
I'm afraid you haven't quite got all the cards.
What do you mean?
Do exactly what I tell you, Jingles.
Don't try anything, Hickok.
Okay, Bill.
Grab him and hold him.
I got him! Let me go! Hold him in front of you. He won't shoot you while you've got the boss.
What about you?
Get Hickok! You ran ahead! Let him have it! Run him down!
Say, Panhandle, what's that big bulge in your saddlebag?
Well, I'll tell you, young feller. That's where it carries my extra supply of those shot with sugar through and through sugar corn pops. That terrific tasting, ready sweetened cereal from Kellogg's. I wouldn't think of hitting the trail without those sweet eating golden nuggets we all love for breakfast. And you young buckaroos can take a heap of sugar corn pops to school with you in one corner of your lunchbox. Just tell Mom you want sugar corn pops for dessert. Just imagine being able to help yourself to a handful at recess when you're real hungry. Mmm, man, that shot with sugar flavor goes all the way through every tempting bite. Your mom can even use the Kellogg's weather-tight aluminum liner to pack them in so they'll stay crisp and fresh as the second they were shot with sugar. Just talking about it makes me want to go back to school myself. And say, speaking of school, I know they teach you all about getting plenty of old vitamins. Well, your mom wants you to have them, and you can tell her for old Panhandle, there's a whole day's supply of that sunshine vitamin D you youngins need in every big bowl of Kellogg's sugar corn pops. So look for the yellow boxes with Guy and Andy riding lickety-split on the outside. And remember,
pops are sweeter, the taste is new, they're shot with sugar through and through. Kellogg's sugar corn pops.
Facing the guns of a dozen outlaws, Wild Bill took a desperate chance. He had Jingles grab Trigger Blaine as a shield, and then Bill opened up with both of his six guns in one of the most desperate battles of his career.
Shoot out the light, Bill!
They can still see us, Jingles. Start moving towards the door.
Bill Hickok, keep your head down. You want to get killed.
Get back in the corner, all of you.
Ready and make it, Hickok. We got you this time.
Bill, you got two.
Keep moving, partner, and watch him.
I'm watching. Bill, look out. He almost had you that time, but now we got one less to worry about.
We're almost to the door.
I wish I didn't have my arms full of this, Jasper. We could use a couple more guns.
All right, men, rush him.
This is it, Hickok. Here they come.
You go to sleep. I'm going to be too busy to hold you anymore. Keep on coming. I still got some shots left.
Hold it, Jingles. Hold it. It looks like we've won. Nobody's shooting back.
I don't think we've won, but we sure did a lot of damage.
While they're reloading their guns and figuring out what happened, let's get out of here. Pick Trigger up.
Okay, but watch out for Tricks. This town's as dangerous as a rock pile full of sidewinders. Well, we made it as far as the street. See anybody out here waiting to plug us?
There's a few men standing around, and I guess any one of them would take a shot if he thought he could get away with it.
Oh, you're a cheerful soul. Hold still, Buckshot. Well, we load this owl hoot on behind your saddle.
You sure hit him, Jingles. He's as limp as a sack of beans.
Well, I didn't have any time to fool with him. Things got real busy in there.
Okay, come on up and let's ride. Make sure both your guns are loaded. We're still not out of town.
I don't just want to get out of this town. I want to get out of Crossbone Valley and clear back to Santa Fe. Something about this climate that's kind of unhealthy.
Get around, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker. Bill, I still can't see how we got out of that place alive.
Sometimes when the odds seem the biggest against you, you can surprise everybody by just going right ahead. Worked for us this time. Looks like we'll get our prisoner back without any more trouble.
Well, some of the boys want to go on with the fight. We got a good head start on them.
Not on these, Jingles. They're up ahead of us. Whoa,
Joker, whoa. Ahead of us? Bill, we're trapped.
Looks that way. Unless we can fool them. Get in that alley over there. Move, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker. Now, what are we up to now?
Here. Help me wake up our friend. Come on, Trigger. Wake up.
Oh, now I wish I hadn't hit him so hard.
Hey, it's coming around. All right, Trigger.
It's you, Hickok.
That's right, and I've got to work fast. Get up into my saddle.
No. My boys will take care of you.
No, we've already taken care of your boys. Now get up in there before I whack you again.
All right, all right. Okay, I'll get up behind you. Hit the saddle, Jingles. Let's go.
I get it, Bill. Him in the saddle, his boys won't take a chance of hitting him, and they'll hold their fire.
That's what I hope. Get up there, Buckshot.
Up, Joker. Well, they see us, Bill, and they're not shooting.
Stick close to me, Jingles, and ride right on past them.
If I told them to open up, they'd cut you to pieces.
Yeah, and you too, Trigger. That's why you're not saying anything.
There's some mighty good shots out there. Somebody will pick you off.
Maybe you better tell them to hold their fire. I've got a 6-gun right in your ribs.
You better tell them quick, too. We're getting real close to them.
What if I don't?
You're going to feel awful silly with a big bullet hole right through the middle of you.
All right. You win. Hold your fire, man.
Keep riding, Jingles.
Nothing else I can do. I've got shivers running up and down my backbone.
You got me for now, Hickok. But I'll get loose before you get me to jail.
Once we get to the end of the street, you're as good as in the pokey, Trigger. And we're almost there.
Looks like we're going to make it, Jingles. We're past all of them.
Yeah, not one of them took a shot at us. Man, this is our lucky day.
You spoke too soon, partner.
God, them silly Jaspers just had to pull the trigger.
What are you laughing about? That slug was mighty close.
Yeah, but it was just one slug. I've had so much lead flying around my ears today that the whine of just one little old bullet sounds like a lullaby.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, our young friends are anxious to hear about the show for Friday.
Wild Bill and Jingles find themselves with a barrel full of gun smoke and danger when they tangle with red measles and black death.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Boys and girls, did you ever reach into a grab bag before breakfast? Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Well, it is fun. And all you need is Kellogg's Variety Pack. It's filled with 10 individual portions of your favorite Kellogg cereals. There's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Sugar Frosted Flakes, Rice Krispies, and other favorites just waiting for you to open them up. It all adds up to the best-eaten grab bag you ever saw. Tell Mom you want to reach in real soon. Kellogg's Variety Pack. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Frank Gerstel and Herb Vigran. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!